Today is Monday, May the 10th, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Welcome to a new week. Before continuing our study of angels, I promised you I would tell you a personal angel story. I was pastor of the First Baptist Church in Louisville, Mississippi. We were blessed to have the privilege to pastor that church and anticipated being there until retirement, but God had other plans. Anyway, one day I was in my office and experiencing a high time of frustration over the perceived lack of results my preaching was having, a not uncommon experience of the pastor. I was wrestling with God and asking him why I even put forth the effort if it was going to have such little impact. There are, over the period of a lifetime of ministry of the Word, times when we preachers are frustrated by the appearance that our words are having no effects on the hearers. As I was having this wrestling match with God, a tall, lean man appeared in my door. He almost had to duck to keep from hitting his head. He was wearing blue loggers clothing, much worn. Loggers have a wool-like material sewn in between two layers of cloth and covering their thighs to just below the knees. His pants were so worn that some of the cloth had worn through, and the wool-like protective material was showing through it in some places. The amazing details one can remember after so many years. I was startled by this tall, lanky stranger and that he could just appear without notice. He had to walk by two secretaries who would always ask guests who they wanted to see. Upon learning their intention, the secretary would come to my door and introduce the guest. Yet this time there was no introduction of this total stranger. He just appeared. When I noticed him, I greeted him and asked him if there was anything I could do for him. He responded simply, "Don't you ever stop preaching the Word of God." Then he turned and left. The two secretaries were lifelong residents of the town and knew everybody. And I mean everybody. When I recovered, I walked to the door and asked them, "Who was that guy?" Both responded, "I've never seen him in my life." My response, "That's what I figured." Yes, angels are still very active in ministering to God's children. Sometimes we recognize them as such, other times, in fact, most times, we don't. What about guardian angels? The idea that all believers have a specific angel assigned to care for them and to accompany them in this life. This idea was part of popular Jewish belief at the time of Christ and has carried over in some Christian thinking. Two biblical texts that are cited as evidence of guardian angels are, first of all, Matthew 18:10. Upon calling a child and placing him in the midst of the disciples, Jesus said, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven." The other passage was the time that Peter was broken out of prison by an angel and went to the house where the church was praying for his release. When told that Peter was at the door, they responded incredulously, "You are out of your mind." But she kept insisting that it was so. They kept saying, "It is his angel." These are the two verses usually referenced as evidence for each person having a guardian angel. But are these verses saying that specific angels are specifically assigned to individual believers? What about elsewhere in the Bible where not one but many angels accompanied, protected, and provided for God's child? In 2 Kings 6:17, Elisha was surrounded by many horses and chariots of fire. In the account of the rich man and Lazarus, Jesus said, "Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels," not singular but plural, "to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried." Additionally, in the passage mentioned above, Jesus' reference to the angels of the little one specifies that they are in the presence of the Father, not with the children. This suggests that they are angels who worship in God's presence rather than angels who care for individual humans in the world. Also, the reply that the ones praying for Peter's release, that it wasn't Peter but his angel, reflects the Jewish tradition that guardian angels resemble the persons to whom they are assigned. Is there a misapprehension, a sufficient grounds on which to base an entire doctrine? For indeed, it wasn't his angel, it was Peter. In short, the biblical evidence is insufficient to declare with certainty that each believer has his or her own guardian angel. But be not dismayed. What we do see in the Word is that angels, not an angel, are always available to minister to the needs of God's children. When Peter took up the sword in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus rebuked him and said, "Put your sword back into its place, for all those who take up the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?" Jesus could have had 12 legions of angels at his disposal if he so desired. In short, whatever I need will be provided. And therefore, we are so blessed, this we know, by the ministry of God's good angels.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.